I want to ask about Haircut 100, Nick, and achieving hit after hit from Love Plus One and Fantastic Day. What was it like to be up there with the likes of Spandau Ballet and Duran Duran?
Well, you know, they were tagging along behind at the time, if I remember. They were trying to keep up. they were finding it difficult in the wake. But it's, what was it? I mean, Luke, it was fantastic. I mean, it was brilliant. It was brilliant fun. Weird, because, you know, none of us had thought this was going to happen. So when it was happening, it was a bit like real time. We were just going, you know, you haven't even got time to pinch yourself. You know, I never thought I'd be on Top of the Pops. Never thought that would happen. And there I was. You know, and Top of the Pops wasn't what you thought it was. You're standing there and it's just this, you know, geezer with a camera in this cold studio, which was much smaller, though, with hardly anybody standing around. And you thought, oh, well, this is what it is. So you're getting to see behind the scenes. You know, because for years you'd seen it from just through the TV. And so getting to see behind the scenes was, I was like, oh, is this all it is? But also terrifying looking down that camera. Knowing that things aren't going to probably be the same after this, and they weren't. It was really strange. It was a strange experience. After looking down that camera lens, you know, life was different.
Yeah, I can imagine, because I've heard a lot of Top of the Pop presenters, especially on Top of the Pops, they always said they never tried to look at the camera.
They
would just look over.
So one of the cameramen said, "Don't worry. Once the light goes on, it's something like 20 million people." You know, and I was kind of, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
This was a guy that had never, you know, the public speaking or getting up in school and reading out loud was, I just couldn't do it. You know, so that was why it was strange that I'd chosen this job. You know, that suddenly I was in. It was like, oh, I'm not sure about this.
Well, because two years with Haircut 100 and having hits such as My Favourite Shirt and Fantastic Day and Love Plus One, was it a hard decision to leave a successful group at the height of the popularity?
Well, the decision. It was a tough decision, but it was an emotional decision, which are never the best of times anyway. But it was, it was not a professional decision. It was made emotionally through just, I don't know if you've ever been bullied, but you know, you feel like leaving the school if you've been bullied. So, you know, you just want out of it. You know, you just don't want to be at that school. And that school might be a great school. And if there would have been somebody that had come into the situation and said to those guys, stop the bullying, things would have continued and you could have stayed on at that school, probably. But you know, as it was, there was lots of decisions. There was a difficult one as well with the recording. It was a musical differences thing as well. I wanted the band to record with Jeff Emmerich, who I'd been working with, and I wanted Haircut 100 to sound as good as this album that Jeff had done. I mean, Jeff had worked on everything from Penny Lane, all the Beatles stuff, and he was just amazing producer. He was George Martin's producer, engineer for years, and he'd made an amazing record called Imperial Bedroom by Elvis Costello, and it sounded vast, and I wanted us to sound like that, but I couldn't get the guys. They wanted to stay with the previous producer, and you know, that started to split. You know, so it was splitting in that way. You know, it's a bit like you want guys to come with you, but they're kind of ganging up and saying, "No, we're not coming. You know, we're staying here. We want to do this." You know, so I lost control of the ship, if you like, in a similar way to the Bounty. You know, not that I was disciplining them in a similar way. I wasn't flogging them. But you know, they did get me to walk the plank, you know, in the end, and left me on the island. So I stayed on Arista Records and continued, and they went off to Polydor and did what they wanted to do. And hence the split was just, so it wasn't really a decision to leave the band, because nobody in their right mind would be so successful and then kind of like leave a successful band. So it was circumstances that made that happen. And in hindsight, we all wish we'd have done it better. But when emotions are high, you know, it's like kites, isn't it? They need the wind to fly high, and that's what holds them up there. And it's windy, but you know, then there's a peaceful, calm day, and anyone can steer the ship in calm waters, as they say.